The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Stefan with my friend Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, all here to overview what's going on. Meredith just said to me, what's going on today? I said, well, you know, a lot of this and some of that. And she perceived my answer to be sort of negative. And under the circumstances, is that a good reason to get up? Or if there are so many bad things going on in the world, so we just put the pillow over our head and go back to sleep again? I don't know. It's sort of a typical day. I try to find the good angles, even the things that are a little rough. For example, the folks at Havid have unveiled a plaque which honors the slaves that served the presidents of the university over the years. The slaves of President Benjamin Wadsworth, who was the first president of Havid. This plaque honors Titus and Venus, who were his slaves. The plaque also honors Jubba and Bilha, the slaves of the next president of Harvard, Edward Holyoke. They say at the school it is a bid to acknowledge their participation, admitting that presidents and the school supported slavery before the Civil War. The plaque was unveiled yesterday. And so I'm trying to figure what possible good comes from this. Those who have forgotten that Harvard is not what everybody thinks it is, thank you very much. And then, I mean, is it bold? Usually Harvard doesn't do much of anything unless it feels it's going to benefit from it. So, Victoria, what's the benefit here for Harvard? Do they feel, okay, well, we've come clean. We've shed the ties, the bonds
right.
that would hold us down. And so under the circumstances, does that mean we're the good guys? And they have an endowment in the billions, matter of fact, tens of
right.
billions of dollars that people have given to keep Harvard afloat. And I say that lovingly and advisedly. But
I don't really know. I mean, I guess, yes, acknowledging that Harvard is not untouchable and that it was just because it's in Boston, it was not always progressive. And I get that. But I agree with you. This must be beneficial to them in some PR situation. I'm wondering if this is a result of the Princeton debates that have been going on about removing Woodrow Wilson's name from one of their buildings
because
he was a segregationist.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a big protest on campus. They've decided to keep his name, but they acknowledged, yes, you know, not everyone was always progressive. And I don't know. Do you start taking people's names off of things? That seems to be happening a lot. When the Confederate flag issue was happening down in the southern states, there were a lot of statues of people being removed
yep.
from places like New Orleans. And
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, that's I don't have an answer on that. It's an interesting debate.
New Orleans is different, especially now since the hurricane and how it's been rebuilt and who's living there and how the city has boomed economically. You could argue that hurricane was the best thing that's happened to New Orleans pretty much since its inception in terms of what's come about after the tragedy that was the hurricane. I mean,
in terms of tourism, yes. And New Orleans is one of my favorite places to vacation. However, you know, the Ninth Ward is still practically the same that it was when the storm hit. So there are not everyone, I think, would agree that the storm was the best thing that, you know, could have happened.
Well, I think
it certainly benefited
perception.
The French Quarter. Yes.
Right. And yes. many other economic
but that's like saying it's something like that's like saying Hurricane Sandy benefited Times Square when the rest of, you you know, all of Rockaway, couldn't rebuild the 85 houses that burned down and everything. So I don't know. Yes, it was good in one instance, but I don't know that that money is trickling down to the people who still really need it. I mean, people were displaced and went to Houston and other places and never went back to their homes in New Orleans.
I'll take Manhattan, the Bronx, and Staten Island, too. That's a good place to go if you don't want to worry about what happened in Hurricane Sandy. Right?
Staten Island?
Staten Island got really wiped out, didn't it? I don't know if Staten Island has ever been a choice place to live.
Yeah, I hate to be anti-Staten Island, but that's kind of the last place I'd ever want to move to.
Well, they moved all the garbage from September 11th. All got put on barges and brought over there and buried.
Yeah.
Right? I think that is
general. Yes, I did hear that.
Partially. But it's partially true. By the way, speaking of schools and post-secondary news, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, have you heard the story about the phony New Jersey college that was set up to sting illegal immigrants?
This is amazing to me.
I'm trying to understand how it benefited. So we caught the government caught 21 perps over how many years and spending how many millions of dollars to get these people. This is another example in my mind of completely distorting the value of our work here as taxpayers. Who comes up with these harebrained ideas?
Homeland Security.
You want to explain it a little bit? You can go. You can explain it if you want to.
I'm still a little bit baffled why this was even something. So it was created by Homeland Security to catch recruiters who would then get clients from other countries enrolled. They would obviously pay a hefty fee so they could get into the U.S. with a college visa. Now, are these actual students who wanted to study and needed a visa?
Apparently,
or are these like terrorists?
They were told, no, they aren't terrorists, but they're illegals. But they were told right up front once they got involved that there really was no school. That this was a front. They were told that they wouldn't get any educational benefits, but they would get into the country. And that's really...
So they basically got an illegal sponsorship for a green card.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, the way to get in here. It's like getting married to an American. Same sort
of thing. So if these were desperate people to come into the country, in a sense, and they had money, why is Homeland Security targeting them?
That's a very good question. Thank you for asking that. You get the gold star.
I'm confused.
Well, I'm confused why they would spend the kind of money they did to have such limited results. If you're going to spend money for something like this, let's do it and grab as many people as you can. But 21 people after all this money and all this time? No, I don't think so. It makes sense to me. Yeah. It just needs a review, another review, something else that needs a review. 13 past the hour here on Good Day.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price Match, good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Transform your home with the latest hardwood flooring styles from Lumber Liquidators. We've got the leading trends in distressed flooring on sale. Get a rustic, reclaimed look with Bull Barn Oak Laminate. This week, it's 20% off. Or add coastal charm to any room with pre-finished Delaware Driftwood Oak. It's $1 off a square foot. Get popular wood look tile trends from just $199. And all in-stock Morningstar Bamboo is 15 to 20% off. Plus more unbeatable flooring deals from 59 cents. And special financing is available. Don't miss the best deals on the hottest flooring styles. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, 16 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Victoria and I focused on a couple of things having to do with the cars of your future. I don't know whether you have thought about a Tesla or not. Most people who've looked at the Tesla have been fascinated by the technology, batteries, it doesn't have any gasoline, it's well constructed, it is a, thank you, it's a, Meredith just showed me the picture of Charlotte. We have a Facebook page. Hold on. It's a distraction. Excuse me.
Aww.
I did ask for it.
Oh.
I asked for it. Yes, I did. That's
How
true.
Old was Charlotte?
Charlotte was almost 15.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Charlotte is a cutie on the Facebook page. Definitely go check him out. Yeah. Check her out.
Yeah. That was that was actually a picture that was taken of us in, I don't know. We went to somebody wanted some extra stuff done that we were using for promotional pictures. So she and I went to a photographer studio on Santa Monica Boulevard, and she walked in, and the photographer wanted nothing to do with me. All he wanted to do was take pictures of Charlotte.
Aww.
And so that was that. At least we got one of the two of us together before she did the parade. But at any rate, there'll be some comments, I'm sure.
The good ones never leave us.
No.
Ever.
No.
And you actually saw her last week.
I did.
Which
I
is,
saw her in my house.
Yep. At some point, I have my little Chihuahua Cooper Gonzalez will be 13 in a week. And at some point, I would kill for that experience to be able to just see him again at some point.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. All right. So where were we?
Tesla. How's that for a segue?
Meredith Bryan, the picture. You said, I asked for it, and I did, actually. I was wondering, and I asked the two of you if it had been posted, because I hadn't had a chance to go look there yet. But for those who are trying to figure, maybe new listeners to the program, Charlotte was probably... in many respects, the most important part of my life, in many ways, for, in and out, 15 years, my son found her in Burbank, and she was the runt of a litter. He had said to me that he wanted to get a bulldog, and I said, Brendan, why in the world do you want to get a bulldog? They're stupid, they're fat, they're lazy.
No, they're all the opposite.
Exactly, that's what I found out. Over the first few years, as I got to know her and to love her, and then eventually she became mine, Brendan gave her to me, she was into every part of my life. And so
they're so loyal too. I have one of my best friends has two bulldogs that she rescued, Clementine and Linus, and they are the sweetest, cutest, very smart, very stubborn, very playful, and just intensely loyal.
She
and,
was just
they're just
there.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful dogs.
She was there for me at every turn.
Yep.
Every single turn. So anyway, we mark her passing today. 20 after the hour.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Grainger catalog and Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Jessica, who's there? I'm that little voice in your head that reminds you of important things. Doctor's appointments, school plays. By the way, Dylan needs granola bars for soccer.
Okay, fine. What do you want?
I need to remind you to check your Shopee Way account for surprise points.
I forgot about those.
Yeah, I know. They're yours to use at Sears and Kmart on anything you want. Jewelry, patio furniture, maybe a new jacket for spring.
Where is my jacket?
Cleaners, ready on Thursday.
Surprise points valid until April 13th. Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. Exclusions apply. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs to my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
American Idol, 23 past the hour on Good Day. It is the day of days. It is the nut of nuts. The end of America.
What about now?
Yes. All right. So anyway, the question we asked was, who is your favorite judge? And it was Simon Cowell, who got 22%. Harry Connick Jr., surprisingly, 21%.
Wow.
Of those who voted at DougStephan.com. That was interesting. Paula Abdul, 11% favored her. 7% favored Randy Jackson. 6% Jennifer Lopez, which surprises me.
Why?
5% Keith Urban. 4% Mariah Carey and Nicki Minaj.
Oh, my
Aren't
goodness.
The two of them at
them.
Each other?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, the two of them together? They don't like each other.
They don't like each other.
Yeah. I remember correctly? Yeah. 3% Steven Tyler and Cara DeGuardia. How do you pronounce his name? DeGuardio? DeGuardia?
DeGuardia.
Something like that.
Yeah. Isn't it? DeGuardia. Yeah. Cara DeGuardia.
Yes. There's an airport in New York named after her.
Yeah. Yes.
She was actually very good. She was just the least famous.
Right? She was a good technician, I think. She like Randy.
She knows me.
Right? She had good, strong musical.
She was more of a producer than... Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
I saw our poll today at DougStephan.com asks, who is your favorite winner? Kelly Clarkson, Ruben Studdard. Here's some interesting names that we have forgotten. Fantasia Barrino.
Fantasia,
yeah.
Yeah. Carrie Underwood, Taylor Hicks, Jordan Sparks, David Cook, Chris Allen, Lee DeWise, don't remember that name at all. Scotty McCreery, I thought he was one of the most interesting of all the people that won.
Yeah, the country guy.
Yeah,
with Philip notes.
Candace Glover. Who, Scotty McCreery?
That's
Scott
funny.
McCreery had two notes in his entire range.
Hello.
Yeah, that was it.
He was doing it. Tell us today, Who is your favorite winner? Chris Daughtry talks about American Idol's impact on him.
Personally, I'm really happy that I got in when I did. But yeah, it's a little bittersweet. It certainly will forever be a huge part of my history and how people came to know about me. So I'll always have a special place in my heart for it, because otherwise I wouldn't be here talking to you. I'd probably be, I don't know, playing on the corner for tips.
Well, you
who remembers
what?
See, I've not been a big
personality
fan. Yeah, yeah, right. That's a great line, actually, Victoria. That was very good. Of all of the people, who have you enjoyed the most, Victoria?
I did watch the first season when Kelly Clarkson won, and I did think she had a really big voice, and I liked her personality a lot, and I still like Kelly Clarkson. I did not see the season when Carrie Underwood won, but I saw the finale when she won, and I thought her voice was really spectacular. And I personally liked Philip Phillips, because, well, this is going to be cheesy, because he was the cutest.
I would have to go with
Richie. Who's the cutest winner?
Well, Kelly Clarkson just has an adorable personality. She is so
I think you're right.
Real and true to herself, and just doesn't care. She just is who she is, and she likes it, and I love that.
Totally. Yep.
Yeah. Very cool. All right. More American Idol in the next half hour of Good Day. 28 after the hour now.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Oh no, Fido and Fluffy have fleas, and now the whole family is scratching. If this scenario sounds all too familiar, take heart. There are things you can do to keep your household flea-free. Of course, the best defense is an offense. In other words, it's best to take preventative steps before fleas take over your house. As far as prevention goes, I recommend use a good skin and coat conditioner. Fleas are much less attracted to a dog or cat whose skin and coat is in good shape. Check your pet regularly using what I call Warren's white towel test. Roll your dog or cat around in a white towel. If you see specks on the white towel, put them on a wet paper towel. If they turn red, guess what? You have fleas. And when treating fleas, be careful. You know, there are so many chemicals available. You don't have to use them. What I want you to do is speak to your vet, follow his recommendations, and now we're lucky enough to have all natural flea control products available on the market, which will get rid of the fleas and keep your pets healthy, happy, and safe throughout the entire flea season. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Transform your home with the latest hardwood flooring styles from Lumber Liquidators. We've got the leading trends in distressed flooring on sale. Get a rustic, reclaimed look with Bull Barn Oak Laminate. This week, it's 20% off. Or add coastal charm to any room with pre-finished Delaware Driftwood Oak. It's a dollar off a square foot. Get popular wood look tile trends from just $199. And all in-stock Morningstar Bamboo is 15 to 20% off. Plus more unbeatable flooring deals from 59 cents. And special financing is available. Don't miss the best deals on the hottest flooring styles. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Know-how. When you've got a specific job to do, you bring in the specialist, the edger, the trimmer, the leaf blower, other tools that end with er. Good thing there's VP Small Engine Fuel, now just $4.99 at Napa, with no mixing, no measuring, and no mess. $4.99 VP ready-to-use small engine fuel burns cleaner, so all your lawn equipment runs smoother, better, and other adjectives that end with er. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
December 7th. 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
This is a Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. My friends Victoria Keelan and Richard Cadner is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kara Schillen is working hard to put all the pieces together of the program. Speaking of putting pieces together, the motor company, FOMOCO, has announced that it will invest $1.5 billion to build a new car assembly plant in Mexico. They're going to build small cars there, and you can imagine what the unions had to say about that, and also what Donald Trump had to say about that. It is not what it's not something that people, red-blooded Americans, like to see happen. 2,800 workers. Now, as near as I can tell, this is not about replacing a plant in America.
It's not.
The Ford company selling these cars is selling a lot of these cars in Mexico. So they're doing what a lot of the companies are doing. They're building plants in the places. There's a Buick plant in China because they sell a lot of Buicks there. There are a lot of European companies. BMW is one of them. The Asian car companies, Kia, another, that have plants in some of the southern states. They're building, I think there's a Mercedes plant down someplace in Tennessee or Kentucky, if I'm not mistaken. The country, especially the Mid-South, is peppered with these plants where the companies decide they want to come here to build a car instead of put them on ships and send them over after they build them. And that, to me, is more what's going on in Mexico. Although the other side of that is we could produce the cars and ship them there. But the Ford Motor Company has decided that that's not what they want to do. And so standing up.
There will be cars built there sold in the U.S., though.
Yes, there will be, Richie. You're right about that. But this is a perfect opportunity for Trump to go beat on these these guys again. And, he'll get some traction out of it, frankly. And maybe it's deserved. Maybe the criticism is deserved if some of the cars are coming here.
As a presidential candidate, instead of bashing the companies for moving their jobs out of the country, maybe you should come up with alternative solutions for them.
Right. Thank you. That's a good plan. The other thing is, but this is sort of oxymoronic in a way, because Trump is always criticizing the people who are responsible for sending companies offshore because the tax situation here in our country is so bad. So, and I look into a lot of these plants that are made, a lot of the plants that are built in these other countries, there is considerable tax advantage to, and that's something else to look at, whether we look at it that way or not.
Yeah.
We don't like it because we don't want to lose the jobs. But remember, one of the things that motivates these people to move their plants to other company, other countries, is our tax reality here. That's part of the decision-making process, whether you like it or you don't like it.
Plus, so, like anyway, the Pfizer thing yesterday, Pfizer was trying to buy, what is it, Allergan?
Yeah, they've been in talks for that for a while.
The Botox, the Irish Botox. The Feds have put a KO on that.
Yep.
Yeah.
They pretty much shut it down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By taking out a tax loophole.
Well, that's it. It's sort of what, for those of you who don't know the story, what really happened here, two big drug companies, one of them foreign, one of them domestic, basically merging. But the way the paperwork's being done, it's the offshore company that's buying the American company so they can move their assets, or at least they can move their corporate headquarters offshore or out of America so they have the tax ramifications. And so this giant drug deal goes down the tubes. It's called the anti-inversion rule, where you have a company that comes in, takes over an American company, and then moves it offshore so it doesn't have to pay taxes. And what the feds, the Justice Department, is doing, whether it would be if a new administration might change this. You know, a lot of these things that are making headlines today about rules that are being put into place by this administration, many, if not most of them, can be overturned by another administration if they want to look at it that way. So it may be, at this point in time, it's like the pipeline from Canada to Mexico, that'll get made. It just isn't going to get made
right
while Obama's president. Next guy is going to come in and say, build a pipeline. And so those things happen to change the realities.
Yeah. That's one thing that Trump gets my attention on, is his ability to kind of understand what corporate tax law is doing to jobs in our country. And he would definitely take a crack at fixing that.
Mm-hmm. And that's the opposite of what Bernie Sanders. There's
a lot of similarities
between
the two
of them. But yeah, no, Bernie Sanders would be a disaster for big business in this country. Okay, now speaking of that, while we have a moment here before we get to back to the television report, the American Idol finale, the Tesla Model 3. If you have not seen pictures of this, I talked to somebody who actually been in the car the other day, and he said it would. It basically. The way they're, this mock-up is built, you feel like you're in a cockpit of a spaceship. It's very, I don't know if tight's the right word for it. He used another word, and I'm trying to remember what it was, but it was something that you feel like you're just sort of molded into the car. There's no instrument cluster at all. So when you look at the design, they're trying to work on it. This is one of those things, you know, you wonder sometimes how cars are designed, how they're made on a computer, basically, and then they sculpt them out of wax to make them look like what they're going to look like when they're coming off the assembly line. And they change the line sometimes, and then they make a template that runs through the computer. It's pretty amazing how cars are made and designed these days, and they're still tweaking that. But the L.A. car show is the first time that this has been seen. And as I said, I talked to somebody who was there, and he said it was just amazing. But you know what it does? It flies in the face of those of us who love to drive and are used to this, you know, sort of the, if you want to call it, the control panel that we have on our cars. Richie, Victoria, I don't know. Victoria, what do you drive for a car? Oh, you're in New York. Do you even have one?
I actually just sold, I had a Jeep Wrangler, but I just sold it because we don't need two cars in the city. So, but we are probably going to get a new SUV. We're looking at the GMC Terrain, which looks, well, we test drove and we really liked it. But it's a nice, going from a Jeep Wrangler with practically like no frills at all into a car that like the Tesla. I'm looking at pictures of the interior. It's really beautiful. It's basically just one big computer screen. That's like your whole instrument panel. Yeah, it's really, it's very sleek.
Right.
But it's, I love all the computer interaction. It just, my only thing is, it is a little distracting as a driver. If you're not used to that, you can get very distracted by everything on the screen. There's so much information that you have at your fingertips.
you wonder if these are being designed purposely to drive people into the new age of having a driverless car.
I think this is what this is preparing us for? I absolutely think so. It's just getting people one step closer to being able to trust your vehicle.
Jennifer and I yesterday had a conversation about the ethical issues of the driverless car, and it was just fascinating just to look at all of the decisions that a driverless car will have to make for you, life and death decisions. And it's really got me rethinking whether I want a computer that has been programmed by some who knows whatever.
I'm not one of them.
To control my life and death decision with my kids in the car.
Nope.
Nope. 42 minutes past the hour, the American Idol finale seems to have people really focused on their televisions tonight. I'm betting this will be when the TV first introduced, Fox introduced this show. It used to get huge, like 24 million, 27 million viewers, and then it's down into, it's still respectable, 10, 11 million viewers, which is better than most of the shows on TV. But it is the end of an era, so we pay tribute to American Idol next here on Good Day.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Grainger catalog and Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 4000.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
That's negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. I've made contact before. In fact, according to J.D. Power, they've provided award-winning client service for 6 years in a row.
Roger that, QL1. It's nice to know they're out there, wherever they are.
Detroit, Control. They're in Detroit. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number
3030. Now 44 after the hour on the Good Day program. So the People versus OJ rested its case after exploring some interesting details. There was another show on last night that was about the story. There have been so many of these. Now Martin Sheen is going to produce a six-part series that he says the indication or the suggestion is that he's going to present evidence in this documentary that O.J. could have been innocent. And so it goes on and on. But a lot of people watched that show, man.
It was hugely popular. I didn't see it, but now I'm going to have to go binge watch it.
You know, I just want to say, which I think is kind of bizarre, but most of the interest of the People versus O.J. Simpson, the miniseries, everyone is dying to see the Kardashian element of it. Kris Jenner has a character playing her. Robert Kardashian was one of the lawyers. I honestly don't know if it would be as popular if the family hadn't become, you know, what they are now in terms of how popular. Because honestly, why would anyone care about OJ right now?
Yesterday,
I don't.
Yeah. I went to a seminar on millennials and how they're using radio and other things. And one of the things that came up, we had a long discussion about how, for millennials, how irrelevant people like the Kardashians are and how they are so passe. And the only reason that they have any cachet at all is because they've trended older and people seem to be, that are in their 50s, maybe 40s and 50s.
Not 50.
Interested.
Yeah, 40s.
No, they're irrelevant. And so they better back their money.
I would find that very difficult to believe, actually, because Kylie Jenner, who's the youngest of all the Kardashians, she's 17 or 18 years old. She's 18 now. Every single thing that she does on Snapchat and on Twitter, if she puts out a lip gloss, it sells out instantly. And we're talking in the millions. And all of the girls have brand new apps, and they're all selling in the millions. So I would really disagree with that.
Wow.
Keep in mind, this conference was put on by a bunch of old white guys.
Yeah. I was going to say, Doug, I hate to say it, but who was hosting this? Because a lot of people love to say that the Kardashians are irrelevant, but they're not.
You know, you were talking about binge-watching. House of Cards is back, and this is a whole different discussion for us. Maybe we'll have it tomorrow about the fascination people now have. Season 4 is out of House of Cards. People just sit and watch the whole thing. Although, once, and many more shows are developing around that. Not the case with American Idol, although you might be able to find some of the old seasons and binge-watch those. Because they come to a close with a big finale tonight, entertainment correspondent Bonnie Walsh talked about Paula Abdul and Simon Cowell's recollections.
Paula doesn't hold back when recalling the Brits' brash behavior.
I just was shocked that Simon could really be as rude as he was. That's been around in Hollywood forever. It's just that in America, people sit behind your back, not in front of your face.
Simon, of course, disagrees.
I thought I was doing people a service by saying to someone, you can't sing, so go and do something which you're good at. All a freak now.
Season 1 winner Kelly Clarkson's come a long way for a reason. She could totally handle him.
My big thing, though, is always like, if you can't handle Simon Cowell, then you're screwed in this industry. Yeah, he's nothing.
I love her. She's so great.
All right, here from Extra TV, Terry Seymour talked to Simon about his time on American Idol. It was 119.
I've got to ask you, American Idol, final shows, what do you, how do you feel about that?
All good things have to come to an end. As you and I discovered.
Everyone's asking, will you be there?
I don't know yet. You know, I'm trying to juggle some dates. I don't know. I can't believe it's come so quick.
I know. What's been your best Idol moment?
I'd say Kelly Clarkson on the first live show, and actually Tamara Gray on the first live show.
Wow.
Both of them were phenomenal. Yes. And that's when I thought the show's going to work, because they're like real singers, these girls. And I thought, you know, this whole show series is going to work. So those early days, we had the most fun.
A lot of attention been focused on him and whether he'll show up. Here's a reporter that says Simon has shown up somewhere else.
New names are emerging within the now infamous Panama Papers, including celebrities such as former American Idol judge and music power broker Simon Cowell, among others. Cowell has been found to be the sole shareholder.
All right, so I just wanted to get that in for a second.
Yeah.
That is very interesting. Okay, so who's watching this? Richie, watching this tonight?
I watched about the first hour of the first night, and I did not watch last night. And I will tell you, it was fascinating watching the behind the scenes of the first season and what a low budget. They had no idea what they were getting into.
Right.
And they were totally shocked when they started getting crowds. It was great.
Yeah. Yeah. What about you? Are you going to watch this? Have you decided or not, Victoria?
I'll probably tune in just to see what's going on tonight. I haven't watched American Idol in many years, since Phillip Phillips, actually, so it's probably five seasons or four seasons.
Wow, what was there about Phillip Phillips that you like so much?
I don't know. It just happened to be a season I was watching, and I thought Jennifer Lopez, I'm surprised she got such a low rating on our poll, but I thought she was great that year as a judge, and I thought she gave great advice, and, you know, she's just so darn pretty. So I don't know. I'll check it out tonight.
All right, check it out tonight. We'll talk more about it, I'm sure, on tomorrow. American Idol finale tonight on TV. 51 after a good day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Time 53 after the hour on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Richie and Victoria, and Tommy the K is here. Whenever I say that, I feel like he's a superhero. Like he should be. The new movie will be Batman versus Tommy the K, or Superman versus Tommy the K. Or there was a great disc jockey that I'm probably again the aging. We were talking about this yesterday at the seminar that I was in, Tommy, in Philadelphia. We were talking about some of the great personalities on radio, and Murray the K was one of them. How many people remember him from the era as the same ilk as Cousin Bruce, and just was one of those guys that captured with words just wonderful imaginative ideas that we just don't have a lot of in radio these days, but... I'm happy to have you here.
Words, how your house falls apart.
Yes, all right. So in a moment, I'm going to go to page two of the discussion of my new house with you and tell you what, based on your advice, and I'm going to do this for the audience because Tom's advice is good, and maybe what we ought to do is, those of you who have moved and you need to create sort of a new ambiance around what house you're in, I'm going to give you a couple of experiential tips that I've gone through this past week in just a moment here on Good Day.
This report is brought to you by AstraZeneca. Today, nearly 28 million Americans have type 2 diabetes, and another 86 million are at risk for developing it. Dr. Phil McGraw has lived with type 2 diabetes for more than 25 years, and his professional experience as a former practicing clinical psychologist provides him a unique perspective to help people with type 2 diabetes take action and set goals. Dr. Phil McGraw, author and TV host.
While the physical impact of type 2 diabetes is well recognized, many people don't realize the emotional and psychological barriers those who have been diagnosed have to overcome. A 24/7 commitment, solid support system, and the right personal mindset are essential to managing the disease. This can seem overwhelming at first, but if you take the steps necessary to educate yourself, know your habits and change them, and develop a plan with your doctor, it is manageable. Be empowered to stick by your plan, and you will start to see results that will take you to your goal.
For more information and to join the movement, visit www.onitmovement.com.
All right, so 56 minutes past the hour. As most of you know, I have moved from a house that I lived in for almost 38 years to a new house. We decided we were going to call it Round the Corner Farm because it is around the corner.
That's a cute name.
That was a stretch.
Yeah, well, Meredith just thinks we ought to acknowledge the fact that I don't seem to have a be able to move out of Framingham. So anyway, I told you last week about some of the things.
Street.
No, I'm on another street.
It's just the who's on first shtick. So
yes,
where's that?
Yeah.
What's the house called around the corner? No. What's it called? It's around the corner. Not where it is. It's around the corner.
Every corner. Yeah. So this is a classic. I don't think we've posted any pictures of it anywhere, but I'll send them to you. A classic sort of Currier and Ives home, more formal than what the farmhouse looked like.
Okay.
And there are some things that need to be changed, like the studio that I built doesn't have enough light or windows in it, and it's on an eave, so we were thinking about just taking out the eave and putting in a big, like, French door or something like that. And then downstairs there are doors that need to be changed, the kitchen needs to be bigger, that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was going over this with the guy that does my work, and he said, okay, let's do this. And Meredith said, well, wait a minute, have you talked to an architect? And I said, no, we've got to figure it out. She says, no. You got to talk to an architect. So I have a friend who's an architect coming this weekend. Do you advise that? I mean, how often do you say to people, make sure you get an architect? You do.
Yeah, for a bunch of reasons. First of all, when you're trying to figure things out with a contractor, it's kind of like he's got the tally going. You know, he's adding this and adding that and adding this and that.
No. This guy is my guy.
All right. But for the rest of America who doesn't have the guy.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean? Okay?
Yeah, right.
This question is for everybody, Doug. With respect to the architect, I would absolutely recommend an architect if you're doing any kind of a significant change to your house, because the architect's going to see a bigger picture and come up with ideas and some designs that you may not have thought of. And then secondly, when it comes to bidding on the work, then one of the most important things the architect does is they kind of lock that plan down in terms of a specification. So when the contractor walks in, it's not like, do you want this cabinet or this door or that door? It's in the spec, and each contractor is bidding for the same amount of work. Makes it very easy to compare apples to apples at that point, which you can't do when you're just letting the contractor sort of figure it out and price it out for you.
All right. Good advice. Take it if you're looking to make some changes in your home. Tom Craig.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.